Denise Chamberlain. I don't want to have a book now, Ramonda continued. How can I put my name next to Ruth's? Do you know what she said to me?
Ramonda, calm down. Tell me what happened.
Anthony, I know how much time you've put in this book, but I just can't go on. Make it into a novel if you want. Turn it into an Agatha Christie murder mystery, because I think I'm going to kill her.
What happened? I poured myself a cup of coffee.
What happened? As usual, Ruth defended Moshe. Can you believe it? After all these years.
From my experience, the two women's 40 years of friendship and their basic agreement on the nature of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and on almost everything else, never prevented the occasional flare-up, which was only to be expected because Ramonda Tawil was Yasser Arafat's mother-in-law, and Ruth is the widow of Moshe Dayan, the most celebrated Jewish general since Joshua, and a man who spent much of his military career doing everything in his power to hunt down Arafat. Ramonda, I said to her, sipping my coffee, Ruth was married to Moshe for decades. She had 3 children with him. She loved him, and still does. Okay, you think he was a psycho, but she cut me off and insisted, with sniffles, that I call Ruth and tell her,
Finito, I'm pulling the plug on the book.
Ruth was awaiting my call. The woman, nearly at the century mark, has more energy than most college students. She, too, had the voice of someone who had just stopped crying. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
I just got off the phone with Ramonda, and she tells me you've been quarreling.
Quarreling? She screamed at me. Her voice was quivering.
She says you yelled at her first.
And what do you expect me to do when she sends me such an email?
This was the first mention of an email.
And it's all your fault.
When I inquired why I was to blame, she explained that my interviews with Ramonda had dislodged memories, reopening old wounds.
She wrote terrible things. Just awful. I will never speak with her again.
Ruth, I've heard you say that 12 times, and you two always reconcile. You love one another.
Well, that's not the reason I'm finished with her,
she snapped with the gravelly voice of a longtime smoker.
Anyway, what can I do about Moshe and his wars? He's long gone, and Arafat, too, is already in the ground, and I'll be keeping them company soon enough. I'm not suited for this world any longer, what it's become. I want to go to nowhere.
Ruth, usually alive with the exuberance and vitality of a teenager, suddenly sounded weary.